That was the setup. I need.
Oh, that's it.
Oh,
that's
the setup. All right.
That's the setup. Well, I need the punch. Right. I need the punchline because I lived that joke for 30 years.
There's your punchline.
So to you, it's not a joke. Yeah, that's your punchline. I lived that joke for 30 years. Well, we'll see what anybody can do with that. So a 6 foot six or whatever, 280 pound giant mountain of a man walks into a bar with his 5'1" little blonde spinner wife. That's all we have. So we'll see what somebody can do with it. Thank you, Bill.
All right, Frank. Bye.
Well, I guess we know that Bill was a big man.
Yeah.
And at one time, Bill had a little bitty wife. Let's go to Linda. Linda, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hello. I'm just fine, Frank. Thanks. AM in the PM, of course.
Thank you.
Now, I'm calling about the sack of puppies joke. I, too, used that as a test joke.
Well, Linda, you've just won our contest, which has no prize, because what I did is I asked for anybody who could call and tell me the joke where the punchline is 5? And Linda did it. It's the sack of puppies joke. Now, Linda, I'm going to ask you to tell people that joke, because you've just pretty much said that you used that joke as an example of whether or not somebody can tell a joke. So I'm assuming you can tell it. Would you tell it for everybody?
Okay. It is also, of course, a blonde joke.
Yes, it is.
So a blonde goes to the bus stop, and there's a gentleman standing at the bus stop, and he has a sack in his hand, and she notices that the sack is wiggling. And she's curious, so she says, excuse me, sir, what do you have in that sack that wiggles? He says, I have puppies. You want a puppy? She said, oh, I love puppies. I love puppies. I'd love some puppies. I'd love some puppies. How many? Or she says, may I have a puppy? And he said, honey, if you can tell me how many are in this bag, you can have both of them. And she says, 5?
Come on, people. Come on, people. Give it to her. Come on.
Actually, that's the first one in
the playhouse is on the
places.
Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the
flower arranging skills, painting skills, quilting skills.
I'm not even playing the muh.
You were the first one today. You won. If I remember
now
correctly.
Now that I've won, I don't need to play anymore. I'm going out as a winner. That's all. I'm not even going to compete anymore.
I just started
Good
the
afternoon, pocket. And welcome to the December 6th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchen. Never speak while I'm talking about an advertiser. Stop the music.
Tim's in timeout.
Maybe Tim did not read the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon handbook. I turn now to page 43. At no time... At no time will any.
This is not me.
Right, you know what?
Chicken butt, 5 cents of cut, dipped in grease, one apiece.
All right, Tim, I want to see you and I want to see Bill in the evaluation. The show, okay? Start the music again. We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, the longest running advertiser we have on this show. Maybe not to be an advertiser much longer. If people keep doing goofy stuff while I'm saying their name, I don't think that's going to happen. They're solid. Their business is really good. Thanks to all of you folks who let Thompson Price and his people know that you're AM and the PM. And you want your kitchen or bathroom done perfectly. You want your money's worth. That's why you, I don't care who else you talk to, you want to make sure at least one of the companies you talk to has the name Price in it. Thompson Price, Kitchen, Spaz, Home. And now this.
Hey!
At the control board, 19 years he spent in Birmingham, England. 10 years of those in Birmingham, England. so funny.
Nothing, up. Nothing. So you funny. Nailed that.
He said 19 years in Birmingham, England, 10 of those in Birmingham, England.
Dork.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily.
Maybe I'm the only one here who cares about listeners. Apparently that's true. Let me read you an email that I got from a listener. Dear Frank, I'm in the hospital. I've been in the hospital for 2 months. I'm very, very sick. Oh. I know this is an unusual request, but maybe you could do it for someone sick, and I might even be dying. Sorry. Sorry. This may seem like the world's stupidest idea, but just for me, as I lie on my deathbed, would you be willing to mess up the... Limey's introduction, and instead of saying 19 years in Great Britain and 10 years in Birmingham, could you just say 19 years in Birmingham and 10 years in Birmingham? And it would be funny to me, and that's, I know it's selfish, but that's what I'd like to hear. I think it would be funny.
Who wrote that?
sorry. You know what? I can't read by the time he got to signing his name, he's shaking so bad that I can't even read it.
This really? Person, signing on an very, email. That's very, pretty interesting.
Very,
signing
very,
an email. Yeah.
he typed an email, printed his own email out, signed it, and put it in the mail.
Wow.
A mailed email.
He said, P.S., the reason I sent you this way is I like the personal touch of a signed letter. So I have printed this email out and signed it and sent it to you because it would be more personal that way.
Well, if he was that
and then
sick,
it just,
he's probably
it just
dead.
Trails off.
He's probably dead, so I wouldn't worry about
it. He died on the way to the mailbox.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hang on 1 second.
What? What is it? No, I'll take it. No, I'll take it. Thank you, Heather.
Heather.
Apparently, this just came in. Dear Frank, my brother apparently sent you an email that he had signed when he was sick in the hospital. Don't bother to read it. He passed away early this morning.
Oh.
Now, how do you feel?
In a better place.
Not bad. What was that guy's name?
He doesn't have to listen to this show anymore.
It wasn't a guy. It's his sister, Anita... I don't know how to pronounce
it. Anita Mann?
Dickens? Dickens?
Anita, I've heard the last name Peters, but this is Anita Peter. I guess Peter is a last name. Her name is Anita Peter. Well, Anita, thank you for letting me know. It's too late, Anita. I already read it in his honor. We'll just do it in his honor.
Hey, Larry Connors brother. Just walked in for his show to start.
Let's let him just come on in and start. I'll just tell the joke and start the music again if you'd like to. 10 years in Birmingham, England. Say hello to Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips Limestone. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Bill Cleveland is with us. He decided not to head out this morning, go northbound, southbound, westbound, or even... Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
Even if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stifel. And if you're already working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason, and they'll give you a complimentary portfolio review. Make sure you're doing the right things. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
And you know what today is?
December 6th.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
It's St. Nicholas Day. You know what else that means? It's my daughter Alyssa's birthday today.
Aww. Well, that's important.
She's
the St. Nicholas thing. I don't even know what that is.
She's 22 today. And you know who else's birthday it is today? It's Florissant.
You gave us all your friends' birthdays?
No, Florissant Marv, our big listener.
Oh, charter listener.
Yeah, it's Marv's birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Marv.
Also, I wanted to say hi and thanks to Jules and Mark Smith, the Crazy Greek. They out in St. Peter's. They are huge AM and the PM. But happy birthday.
Anything else? Any other people?
No time for my segment.
Oh, hold on a second.
No time for anything. He's gonna say hi to all his friends.
Anita Dickens.
Happy birthday,
wrote me an email.
Alyssa. Happy 22nd birthday.
Oh God,
to Alyssa. Up next, the man who delivered the news earlier, who heads up the news, heads up the research, changes the digital clock, and he does something else. What is it? That's right. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to everybody.
Thank you, Frank. Before I went to Mizzou, I grew up in St. Louis, spent my first 18 years in St. Louis, Missouri, 10 of those in St. Louis, Missouri.
Real funny.
Went to Mizzou, got a journalism degree, and here I am, a private investigator. You can email me, Tim at P.I.
What was that, Tim? P.I. What was that? Make fun of me.
P.I. for the straight guy. Tim at gatewaypi.net.
Oh, man. Love
you
it.
You losers. I get a letter from a dying listener who actually died before I could read it, and you make all kinds of sidebar jokes about it. You're all going to burn in hell for that. I hope you know that. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He didn't laugh at that crap. He laughs now because he's happy. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hanging.
I don't think that would work. Well, maybe it would. Red Boy said that you all should have your mouths washed out for making fun of dying people, and it should be washed out with some old, stale blue, what was it?
Cheese.
Blue cheese, old, stale blue cheese. Wash your mouth. That would do it. That would do it. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Circus Show. Yeah.
We got an email, or not an email, we got a voicemail from that guy.
What, yeah?
The guy that
died. The guy dying?
Yeah, from this morning, yeah.
I'd like to hear it.
Okay.
I'm AM in the...
You sound like you're having a bowel movement.
I did.
Maybe he was.
I mean,
he
did.
Really dying.
Yeah.
Okay, that was good. That's a good bit, Dan.
Yeah,
thanks. Brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home remodeling your kitchen or your bathroom. It's just not something you do every year. You don't. You probably will do it once in a lifetime, maybe twice. So when you do it, it's a big deal to do it right. Rule of thumb, 10 to 20% of the value of your house. You're in a $200,000 house. If you want the best of the best, up-to-date 2000, let's just say 19 kitchen, it's going to run you 10 to 20%, $20,000 to $40,000 on a $200,000 home. But let me tell you something. That home is going to seem like a $300,000, $400,000 home because the kitchen is going to be spectacular. Or the bathroom. Now, that's not the price of a bathroom. That's the rule of thumb price to do a kitchen and do it right. Now, you can do it and not do it right. You can do it. There's an expression, half-assed. That's not a bad expression, but if you want to do it that way, yeah, you can do it for less money and have somebody less professional, and for a short time, you'll probably be happy with it, but not for long. Cheap cabinets are cheap cabinets. Hinges break, drawers come out, you can't get them back in, they stick. You know what I'm talking about. If you want to do it right, Thompson Price, okay? Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. The showroom is in De Pere, less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. If you want to know more, ThompsonPrice.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Miami.
My next guest, as they say on like real shows, is brought to you by Window World. We're talking about kitchens and bathrooms. How about windows? At some point, they have to be replaced. Please consider the largest selling replacement window sold in the United States, and that is Window World. You can find out all you want to know at windowworldstlouis.com. Give it up, please, for Bill Cleveland.
They have been here all day.
Waiting for you.
That's what I heard.
Sure have.
Hope none of them died.
How are you, Bill?
In bad shape.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Found out right before the show today that my book, 100 Things to Do in America Before You Die, just went into its fourth printing. So thank you to everybody who's picked up a copy.
Nice.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Thankfully, my topic today is pretty short, so I know we're running a little late on time here, but I want to talk about, so people are going to be having folks coming in for the holidays, looking for different things to do, and I think I've mentioned this recently, but I can't mention it enough, because when I tell people about it, they're like, I have no idea that was going on, and then when they go to this one, but I'll tell you, they will email or call, and they're like, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen, or one of the neatest things I've seen, and here it is, and so, if you're looking for things to do this holiday, you've got friends coming into town or whatever, take them down to St. Louis Union Station and go into the Grand Hall. And the reason you're going to go into the Grand Hall is because every evening from 5 to 10, at the top of the
laser show.
Yes, at the top of the hour, it is a 3D projected light show. There are
I'm going to take my grandson to see that. You've talked yes. about this before. I'd like to see
so
that.
So there are 30 different video vignettes that they will kind of run through. They kind of mix them up. And the one that is my favorite is just really a little history lesson on Union Station. It's narrated by John Hamm. Bob Costas, I think John Goodman even. There's a handful of famous St. Louisans who are narrating that, and it is neat. I mean, the Grand Hall is beautiful. If you've never taken the time to go in there and just look at this thing, it was built in the 1890s at a cost of $6.5 million. So $6.5 million in the 1890s. It was pretty expensive, and it's hard to believe. Hard to believe that at one time, Union Station was the largest and biggest and busiest, train station in the world. The entire world. We had the busiest train station in the world at St. Louis Union Station. So I'm telling you, you will absolutely love it. One thing I'll throw in here, and this is important. When you are going to go down there, either look on their website or give them a call to make sure they don't have a private event, because sometimes they do close it down for a private, wedding or whatever. And you're going to be disappointed when you go and you park and you go and you're like, oh crap, the doors are shut for this event. So make sure you call ahead and look for that, so you can go in and see it. But it's absolutely fantastic. A couple other things. They have a fire and light show that happens on the backside of Union Station. There's a 100-foot long waterfall, fire chutes 20 feet into the air. That's every night from 5 to 9. For kids, they have the Polar Express right now through the holidays. So you can look into that. That's the deal. You get to go on the train, and Santa comes along, and it's a lot of fun. So you can check that out.
Are the Fudge guys still there?
No. They're redoing the other side of Union Station, where much of the merchants were for an aquarium. We've talked about this before.
Oh, that's right.
And so that's supposed to be open in 2019. 75,000 square foot aquarium, 700,000 gallons of water. Wow. In the aquarium there.
Bring back the Fudge guys. Bring
they
back
well,
the Fudge
guys.
They're at Ballpark Village
somewhere.
Now, I think. I think they're down at, don't quote me, I don't know this for a fact. I think I've seen them at Ballpark Village.
They might maybe? Be. It might be down
I think yeah. they're somewhere.
They are. I've seen them somewhere too.
Yeah.
Man, I used to love the way they could catch that fudge just before it was about to drop off the
yes.
table. They'd hit it with that big old, it looked like a big putty knife.
Yeah, it's a special talent to be able to do that. And then they would sing and they would, it was just a pretty neat thing to see. Just a real quick little trivia thing here, and I always forget this, but Union Station, we've all seen the famous clip or the famous photo, I guess, of the Dewey Defeats Truman newspaper, right, where they put out the falsely that Dewey had beat Truman, and you see Harry Truman holding that. Well, that was at Union Station, that famous photograph, so a little trivia tale.
I never knew that.
Yep.
Never knew that.
And go to the Whispering Arch.
That's right. When you walk into Union Station off of Market Street, there is an arch way in the entry, and if you stand on one side and you say something, somebody at the complete other side can hear it go all the way around. That's what you should do with your grandson. That's pretty cool for kids.
And I've done it, but it's been a long, long time. I'd like to do that
again. Light show, 3D light show. Check it out. You will absolutely love it. It's just very neat, and a thing that a lot of people, even though how many times I mentioned it, they still don't know about it. So a good hidden gem here in St. Louis.
Five to ten. Is it every day?
It should be, yes, it's every evening unless they have some sort of a private event, so make sure you check out. But yeah, 5 to 10 at the top of the hour. Check that out. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Oh.
A worthy applause. Bill.
Yeah.
Cleveland brought to you by Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Everything you need is at that website. The last 2 days we've talked about jokes and the origin of jokes and how we don't know the origin of jokes, and we tried to write setups and we tried to write punchlines, and we've still never been able to really write what I think is a great joke, like the great jokes that we do like today. But it made me ask myself this question. You guys will have to answer this for me. Since we've been here, did I cave in? Because it seems to me like I caved and did the sausage joke here.
You did the first day, I believe.
The first day, yes.
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
It was a reward for people coming over and joining us from the other station.
Yeah.
Okay. It seemed to me that I had done it. But then you're not going to hear it again, folks. If you didn't come over and be with us the first day, you won't hear the sausage joke, because that joke is reserved. That's like a private stock, you know, for people who go on our trips with us. And speaking of trips, we'll talk about this more as we get even closer, but we're just a little over 6 months away from our trip to Europe, our European river cruise. And everything you need to know about it, and I think we have 3 cabins left, and that's it. Everything you need to know is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM. And I'll answer the question now before somebody emails me and asks it. No, you don't have to have a Facebook page of your own. You don't have to be on Facebook. Anybody with a phone, a computer, a tablet can just type in the domain bar, type in facebook.com/AM and the PM. Up comes our page. All the information about our trip is on that Facebook page. Something really strange has happened in my life lately. I'm a gambler, and I wish I weren't. My wife has never, ever understood why I like to sit for sometimes 11, 12 hours straight and play video poker. And a few weeks ago, we'd had dinner at this casino restaurant, and so I said, let's go play hours before we go home. So she said, I'll play with you. And she sat with me for 2 hours, which she'd never done. She has now gambled with me on at least 12 other occasions, sitting long as five hours. I have created a second monster. And here's the worst thing that can happen, and it happened to her. She won like $1,000 one night.
Wow.
And did it. That now all of a sudden she kind of gets it, you know. So I've got to figure out a way to I got your note here, Limestone, and you'll know it.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way. The answer to your question, this is private information, is you'll know it.
All right, cool.
So I don't know. I got to find a way now to get her, cuz on one hand, I go, okay, well, she likes it too, so now she won't criticize. But on the other hand, I'm thinking maybe she has an agenda. Maybe it's to watch me and make sure that, you know, I don't say. I don't know. It's just, it's weird, and I'm not used to it. Now, I have a question. Whatever happened to pantyhose? Last night on Amazon Prime, we're watching the new season of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is a tremendous series, and it takes place in, I believe, early 60s.
Did it start already?
Oh, yeah.
It started up already?
A couple nights ago. Yeah, you can watch the whole season. I watched 3 episodes already.
Oh, we got to pick that up again, because I think I'm the one that told you about that.
You are. It's fantastic. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But it takes place in the 50s, 60s, whatever. But up to the, I guess, 80s. When did pantyhose all of a sudden just go away? Every woman wore pantyhose. And I got to think the pantyhose industry at one point went, Hey, what's happening? Hey, why you stop wearing pantyhose? We're going out of business. And they just stopped. Pantyhose out. Kind of like a slip. All women used to wear a slip under a dress. No slips anymore. I wonder what happened to pantyhose. Because
I think a lot more women nowadays. I think a lot more women nowadays shave their legs. You don't really kind of need the pantyhose, and if they go outside, then they're wearing.
But they shaved
their
legs before. If you didn't shave your legs, pantyhose would like not even go on. Your hairs would scratch the pantyhose. I mean, I don't think it was shaving the legs. I just think women have become, they want to be more free of all that binding crap like corsets and girdles and all that junk and pantyhose. They just, I don't know, but how does something like that just stop? Not just in one city or market. It's like somebody sent out a memo to all women, and before you knew it, boom, pantyhose. No women wear them anymore.
I'm looking on Wikipedia. And they actually have a thing called mantyhose for men.
Oh, my what the goodness. Hell. All right, first, can you
in the 2010s, I agree.
Can you just quickly explain exactly what they
are? Did you order a pair?
No, I'm looking at it right now. Well, maybe.
He ordered a pair.
Did you order
they keep me warm, maybe. It just says, with the sales of traditional styles have not recovered since the 2000s. Other more specific styles have come about, blah, 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 footless shapewear and pantyhose for men, playfully referred to as mantyhose.
I wonder how many women are cringing right now at us saying the word pantyhose.
Oh.
A lot of them.
Yeah, probably.
But here's the good news and the bad news. The good news is it made women's legs look nicer. Bad news is you don't know what you're really getting. You think a gal's got nice looking legs. No, I'm serious. And all of a sudden, if you ever see her without them, ugh, you know, her legs are horrible looking. So it's kind of it's deceit. And what it kind of is. It really is. This is depressing. Man. This is so depressing. There is a 7-year-old kid named Ryan. They don't give his last name. I'm sure it's to protect his privacy, and you'll see why.
Oh, I think I heard this story.
I don't know where he lives. He is the highest earner now on YouTube. Mm-hmm. In 2018, Ryan made $22 million.
Yeah.
He's seven.
Doesn't he?
You know what he does, Dan?
Plays with toys.
No, he unboxes toys.
Yeah.
He unboxes toys. He opens new toys and then plays with them so that kids can see. He's seven.
That's a big
unboxing. And he made $22 million last year.
That's crazy.
I have watched unboxing videos for flashlights and drones and stuff. Mm. I've watched that. But my goodness, and I think his parents work on it with him. He does a new video every day. This kid will never need to go to college. He won't. Mm-hmm. He's already made enough money already for the rest of his life and his kids' lives. That's unbelievable.
I have a story that I forgot to tell, like, during the Burke segment, but I can use it. But, like, now, I had a $100 bill in my pocket. This was, like, a week and a half ago. And we ended up going to the casino, and I was going to use that $100, and I reached in my pocket. It was gone. I did not know where it was. It was
Sandy
in
stole.
My pocket. No one stole it. So I went, and I thought, you know what? When I got it, I stuck it in my pocket, and maybe it fell out when I took keys out or something. I checked all over in my car. I looked everywhere in the house, in my guitar, in my band equipment, and all this stuff. And I finally just decided it's gone. I have no idea what happened to it. So we just left it alone, and that was it. I just came to the realization that I had $100 in my pocket, and it's gone. Yesterday, Sandy was getting ready to leave, and she got in her car.
Who's this Sandy?
Sandy's my girlfriend that I live with, and she looks over. Looks over on the... yes. Looks over on the garage floor and sees a $100 bill. So it fell out of my pocket in the car, and then it was laying on the garage floor for over a week. We had Chinese food. We had Chinese food last night. She opened up a fortune cookie, and it said, what was lost and forgotten will be found. It was wild. It was
good
so wild.
This might be a good place for dun dun dun.
And then, I know. It is. Yeah.
And then what happened, Dan?
That was it.
Please don't tell me that's the end of the story.
Yeah, it is. That's the end of the story.
And you believe that crap? Do you actually believe? Are you one of these people that believes that that means anything? That's
the fortune cookie
paper.
It was very coincidental.
It's called. Thank you. It's called coincidence.
Yeah.
No.
That was the best part of the story.
There's an alternative ending to that story.
What is it?
The alternative ending of that story is Sandy found the $100, didn't tell Dan, packed her bags, and left for a better life.
I like that one.
With her $100.
I like that story. Yeah, $100 sure goes a long way. Let me see. Ladies, get in here, please.
Stay
with me,
nice.
Limestone. Stay with you. Me, Limestone. So these two FM DJs, they're out of work, as many FM DJs are, and it's a Saturday, and they're hanging around down on the little street corner, and they're bored. And one FM DJ says, "I'm bored." And there are actually three of them, and the second one says, "Yeah, I'm bored too." And the third one says, "Well, yeah, I'm bored too, but how much money you guys got?" So the other two FM DJs reach in their pockets, and they have some change. One of them has a dollar bill. And the third FM DJ, he's kind of the ringleader, he's got a dollar bill and some change. They put it all together, and they've got $3.89. So the ringleader of the group of FM DJs says, "You guys stay right here. I'll be right back." And he goes around the corner, down the block, and he comes back with a paper bag. He said, "Man, we are going to have so much fun." And his buddy said, "What are you talking about? You have $3.89. You got something in a paper bag. How are we going to have a lot of fun?" And he reaches in the bag, and he pulls out a box of tampons. And his buddy said, "What? How are we going to have... What makes you think that we're going to have a lot of fun?" He says, "It says right here on the box that with these we can go horseback riding, we can play tennis, we can go cycling, we can go swimming." And down to the Big D, Dallas, Texas. That's where Mike Evans lives. He is brought to you every day by Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I have bought gift cards from Annie Guns, and the recipients were thrilled. This time of year, it's a kind of an obvious thing to buy gift cards, but they sell them all year long. So when you get to that person where you just go, I don't know what to get, and then fill in the blank, here's the answer. A gift card from Annie Guns or the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed on Monday and only on Monday. If you know where Chesterfield Valley is, and you probably do, or it's easy to find out, they're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And, again, gift cards are always a good idea. And you need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns. You do. Just fair warning, all right? Give it up, if you would, please, for Mike Evans. You got all the time in the world today. You have like, this is a big chunk, like 7 and 8.5 minutes.
Wow.
That's a lot of time.
Good.
You had plenty of time.
This week's pop quiz all about presidents. Name the name of the president who believed there were mole people who lived in the center of the earth. I don't make this stuff up, folks. George Washington. John Quincy Adams. Thomas Jefferson. Andrew Jackson, he's not in that list, no. Odds and Ends Shares Broadway show is getting great reviews. The music is actually better than the story of the rise to fame. So I guess that means that me running down the street and saving her dog Quetzal's life and her hugging me and saying she'll never forget me for it, that probably didn't make the show. I'm just guessing that probably.
I'm guessing probably not. No.
Probably not. Stormy Daniels and the Journey. The hell?
The audience likes that. I get lots of requests for that. It's my Cher impression.
I'm sure you don't get a lot of requests for that. Stormy Daniels.
Mike, you're wrong. You couldn't be more wrong. Let me read you an email. Dear Frank, I'm a longtime listener. I love the show. I love the Mike Evans segment. The only thing I wish is that more often you do the half-breed in person of Cher. It really is funny, and everybody likes it. So how about that?
That's wrote
a real
that.
Email.
There you go. Stormy Sheila Daniels McGill and Attorney listen. Michael. And...
Well, that's her name. Sheila McGill Liston. That's what she says her name is.
Okay.
Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
Stormy Daniels and attorney Michael Anavetti are now
easy
suing each other for $1 million. Anavetti is also being disbarred. Stormy's personal appearances have all dried up. She has written a book, and I'm sure this I'm sure she needed to write a book. She needs to get a lot off her chest. And
see what he did there?
I did. Yeah. I did. Did you get a rim shot? Yeah.
Half-breed! Half-breed!
Oh, man. That's terrible.
Wow.
Early movie reviews. A lot of movies start opening 10 days before Christmas. One is Mary, Queen of Scots. I love this movie. Sir Chuck Owen plays Mary, Queen of Scots. Margot Robbie plays Elizabeth I. These two women, hardball, power-hungry, fearless, ruthless ladies. Great script, great acting. Love it. Rated R, 100 minutes. Mary, Queen of Scots, 3 stars.
Now, I need to let people know, your scale, the best rating is how many stars?
4 stars.
Okay, his stars, folks, we do it ARDs. His stars are the equivalent of ARDs.
Dan.
So still a scale.
All right, Dan.
Thank you.
There's a great film on Netflix and limited release called Dumpling, produced and starring Jennifer Aniston. And this is truly a delightful film. Aniston was the Miss Texas Blue Bonnet Queen when she was a teenager, but now she's the head of the pageant and is shocked when her tubby daughter has entered the current pageant. The daughter is brilliantly played by Danielle McDonald, soundtrack supplied by Dolly Parton, and the music is fabulous. Great movie, 3.5 stars for Dumpling, limited release and on Netflix. Golden Globes were announced today, the nominations, and here are my instant picks. And I always do great on these. I feel confident, and here we go. Best Movie, Drama. Green Book will win. Best Movie, Comedy or Musical. Bohemian Rhapsody. Best Actress in a Movie, Musical or Comedy. Emily Blunt in Mary Poppins Returns. Best Actress in a Movie Drama, Rosamund Pike for In a Private War. Best Actor Movie Drama, Rami Malek in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Has to win.
Best Actor in a Movie Musical Comedy, or Musical or Comedy, Christian Bale in Vice. TV Drama, Killing Eve. TV Comedy Musical, Comiskey Method with Michael Douglas. Best Limited Television Series, The Assassination of Gianni Versace. Best Actress in a Limited TV Series, Patricia Arquette in The Escape from Dannemora. Who said that?
No, I can see that. Like, I watched the first episode and you can't tell it's Patricia Arquette. Like, if you think back to True Romance, she doesn't look she doesn't look anything like you.
Has everybody seen any of these?
Nope.
I'm up to whatever third or fourth or wherever it is currently. That's where we are. We keep up with it. Yes, we'll do it again Sunday night. Would it have been 3, I think.
I think so.
Yes.
We've watched all.
Best Limited TV Series. Best Limited TV Series: The Assassination of Gianni Versace. I thought that was a great series. Did you guys watch any of that?
Did not see that.
Oh, it was really good. Best Actress in a Limited TV Series. Patricia Arquette, The Escape of Drama. You know who was in the same cell as the guy that escaped from the prison? Lucky Luciano was in the same cell.
No way.
Well, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. Best Actor in a TV Series, Darren Criss for The Assassination of Gianni Versace. What's really bizarre is nominated for Best Actress in a TV Comedy, Candace Bergen, who was absolutely hideous for the show Murphy Brown that's already been canceled. Anybody watch that show?
Mm-hmm. No, I had no interest in that
show. Oh, was it horrible. I mean, and by the way, the Conners is going to be, I hear, is going to be canceled next week.
Now, I never watched the original Murphy Brown.
I
never watched the original Murphy Brown. I didn't like it.
You know why?
No, why?
Because you're afraid!
Brother, don't say anything. Just let him go. Don't say anything.
By the way, there were a lot of snubs by the Golden Globes on the TV side. This Is Us. Anybody watch that?
No.
Stopped watching it last year.
Yellowstone. Anybody watch that?
No.
Yes, I love that. That's tremendous.
Like it. Blackish. Blackish.
Yes. Watch that.
No.
Orange Is the New Black.
No.
Yeah, up until the last season.
I watched three episodes and gave up on it.
I'm sorry.
Gave up on it after three episodes. Orange Is the New Black.
Better Call Saul.
No. I tried, got tired of it. It's no Breaking Bad. I gave up on it.
So those TV shows, as well as these movies, Mary Queen of Scots that I loved, Widow, First Man, the Neil Armstrong story, Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, here we go again. All of those took the pipe, did not get any nominations.
1 minute, Mr. Evans. So,
well, I'm not through yet. I haven't talked about them, but so take care of my business. You know, I'm
45 seconds,
exactly,
Mr. Evans.
It's not like I'm a
afraid.
And finally,
40 seconds, Mr. Evans.
And finally,
35
name the name
seconds.
Of the president who believed that there were more people living underneath the earth, and he thought that because of earthquakes. Because of earthquakes. George Washington, John Quincy Adams, Thomas Jefferson, or Andrew Jackson?
I'm going to go John Quincy Adams.
Adams.
I'll wrap it up with George Washington.
Answer is John Quincy Adams. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourself, or whether you're a full-blooded, red-blooded American, or you're half-breed. Have a great day, Mike David. Say it.
Just have to act like you think it's funny. That's all you can do. It was Mike Evans, and we're out of here. Thank you for joining us. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9ofthefan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
Every Sunday morning from 8 until 10, it's STL United Soccer Sunday.
We're all about to have one of the best guests we've ever had, Jim Cavanaugh.
And now to take that next step from USL to MLS is a very, very significant step financially and just overall commitment. We are, you know, very, very excited about what it means to the great fans and the history of soccer in St. Louis, but also what it means for St. Louis in general with the rising tide of soccer globally and the impact it has, and how, you know, soccer brings people together from all different walks of life, and it's such a multicultural sport. We think St. Louis absolutely needs it.
Amen.
That's a big reason why, you know, Andy Taylor and the Taylor family got involved, which I couldn't be happier to be partnering with that family.
STL United Soccer Sunday. It's only here on 590 The Fan.
Hi, my name is Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. You know, typically, credit card debt is not your fault. The credit card companies spend hundreds of millions of dollars creating ways to keep you further in debt. But that's okay. You are building equity in your home at the fastest pace in over a decade. Put that newfound equity to work for you. Let's not wait till the New Year's resolution. Let's pay off those credit cards now and skip 2 full months of mortgage payments at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
It wouldn't be the holidays without the lights. Brewery Lights at historic Anheuser-Busch, featuring 2 new activities for the kids this year. Nightly screenings of a children's animated movie on the outdoor movie screen, and a kid zone featuring the Brewery Lights Express Train. Add in over 1 million lights, the traditions of the Budweiser Clydesdales, roasting s'mores, and an outdoor ice skating rink, and it's a holiday tradition unlike any other. Come for the free walking tours and stay for the festivities. Every Thursday to Sunday, November 15th through December 30th. For more information, visit BreweryLights.com. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Lager Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
Work before and after school and start each shift with a hug.
Adventure Club is awesome. The teachers are so nice.
Parkway Rockwood Adventure Club is looking for heart-centered staff to bring experiences to life for our students. Call 636-891-MORE to get more than a job.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Spiro's is bringing class and relaxation back to New Year's Eve, along with fun and the best food. Big events and bars have parking issues, packing people in like cattle, and not to mention the subpar food. Not at Spiro's in St. Charles, where they are only taking a limited number of reservations, a number that's much less than the restaurant holds. Features include premium seating, half price on all cocktails, live entertainment, noisemakers and champagne at midnight, plus the best food in the STL. The outdoor stone Greek oven will be cooking the great food, and you can enjoy your favorites like clam bakes, stuffed pork chops, and so many others. Call today, because Spiro's is not jamming people in. They want you and your friends to enjoy great food, ample space, and easy parking. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. Call today to make your reservation at 636-916-1454.
The holiday season is upon us. Why wander the malls when you can give the gift of health and wellness? Cryotherapy is the gift that gives back. In fact, professional sports teams now have cryotherapy in their locker rooms, and they know the benefits for their million-dollar athletes. Isn't the person you're buying for just as important? Go to Celsius Cryotherapy and get gift certificates for your special person. Celsius Cryotherapy. There is no better gift for making a person feel great. Stop in or call today and get a gift pack as a stocking stuffer or a long-term therapy pack. Check out all the benefits at CelsiusCryotherapy.com.
You're invited to join the party all season for St. Louis Blues Ticket Tuesday at Hot Shots. Customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. Throw on your Blues gear, show up, and register to win a pair of tickets. Cheer on the Blues while enjoying awesome specials on food and drinks, including Bud Family and Jack Daniels, Blues Sampler appetizers, and more. Hot Shots is a proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. Get more information on the party and find a Hot Shots near you at HotShotsNet.com.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9 of the Fan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
to say, listen, we want to make sure tampering is kept under wraps. It doesn't look like people are just recruiting other players. But it's not like LeBron is going to say this to Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis is going to go, you know, I never thought about this, but maybe the Lakers. I mean, really, of course he's thought about the Lakers.
It's Jason Smith with Mike Harmon. Weeknights at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Trending now.
Merry Christmas, and there is a Monday Night Football game tonight at Oakland, and it could be the Raiders' final game in that city. They don't have a home for next year, and then it's off to Vegas for 2020 and beyond. But Oakland tonight is hosting the Denver Broncos, a disappointing 6-8. The Raiders 3-11, and Oakland starting corner Gary Conley is out tonight with a concussion. The Seahawks gave Coach Pete Carroll an extension through 2021 when he's 70 years old. He's already the NFL's oldest current coach. Seattle clinched a playoff spot last night with a win over Kansas City. So in nine seasons there, Carroll's been to the postseason 7 years. The Redskins waived safety DJ Swearinger. The Titans placed defensive tackle Jarrell Casey on injured reserve with a knee injury from this past weekend. They've added quarterback Austin Davis as Marcus Mariota of Tennessee suffered a stinger last game.